The Pasuk in Tilim in Kapitel Ayin Beis Pasuk Ches says as follows. It's talking about the king, Mashiach. And the Pasuk says, V'yerit miyom ad yom, Mashiach will rule from one sea till the other sea. U'minohar, and from the river ad afsei oretz, until the edges of the land. Rashi, in his commentary on the Torah, in Parshas Balak, quotes this pasuk, this verse, and says that this is going on Melech HaMashiach, on the King Mashiach. And this he says in the psukim of where Bilam, the non-Jewish prophet, was prophesizing the different prophecies of Vayered Miyakov, as it says in the psukim of Parshas Balak, prophesizing the future of the Jewish people. And over there he brings the V'yerd Miyakev on the Pasuk, V'yerd Miyakev, Rashi quotes that this is referring to Melech HaMashiach, because on Mashiach it stated V'yerd Miyom Ad Yom. V'yerd means he will rule, he will govern, he will be in charge of Miyom Ad Yom, from one sea to the next sea. We find this expression about Mashiach also in the Nevuah of Zechariah. Zechariah the Navi says about Mashiach that Mashiach will come, Hine Malkech Yovei, and he etc. And he explains how the King Mashiach will arrive in the form of Oni Verechev Alachamir, like a poor man riding on a donkey. And he says in the pasuk over there, Umashlei Miyom Ad Yom, Uminar Ad Afsei Oretz. The same expression. The Rambam also in Hilchus Melachim quotes the same pasuk, Zeh, and he says, Moshle miyom ad yom, this is referring to the Melech HaMashiach. Simply, this pasuk means that Mashiach will be the one that will rule over the entire world. And it's an expression, like the Mefarshim, the commentaries, the Ibn Ezra and so, and others, bring down on the pasuk that from sea to sea means from the North Sea to the South Sea, and from the river that goes out of Eden, the Garden of Eden, that's the river that goes out of Eden, and Ad Afsei Oretz, to the edges of the land, which is, in other words, a description for the entire universe. That Mashiach's rulership will be reign over the entire world. And the Rebbe asked the question, why is the expression of when we want to show how Mashiach is going to rule over the entire world, why is it used in this way of describing from one sea to the next, and from the river to the edges of the land? Why doesn't it say simply and straightforward that Mashiach will rule over the entire world? I'll call Ha'oretz, on the entire land, or whatever it is. And why from one sea to the next? Mashiach is going to rule over land, not sea. So the Rebbe explains, based on what the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that all the revelations, the godly revelations that will be in the time to come, in the times of Mashiach, is dependent on the work and the service of Yidin to Hashem in the time, the period of time of Golus. That through the studying of Torah and doing mitzvahs, in the time of Golus, prior to the time of Mashiach, we prepare the entire world, and the Jewish people especially, to the ultimate time of the days of the era of Mashiach. Now, because we are preparing with our service of Hashem now in this time for the era of Mashiach, so measure for measure, our work should be in the same idea, similar to what is going to be revealed in that time. In other words, in order to reach that time and to bring the time of when the kingdom of Mashiach will be revealed from Miyom Ad Yom, Uminar Ad Afsei Oretz, in the entire world. So we need to do our Aveda, our work, our service, our preparing that has to be in the same sense, in the same content as what is going to be then. And this we're going to explain how it lies in the V'yered Miyom Ad Yom, in the Pasuk, in these words, how in these words lies the clue of what kind of service we have to do now to prepare for the time of when Mashiach is going to be v'yeret niyom ad yom, ruling over the entire world. And we find this concept, that through the work of a Yid now, it brings, and it's a preparation, to what's going to be in the time of Mashiach. It's brought down, the Rebbe quotes this many times, from what the holy tzaddik of Chernobyl writes in his Sefer Moir Einayim, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that every single Yid has to fix and prepare his part, the part that his neshama, his soul has, to prepare for the coming of Mashiach. And it's brought down also on the pasuk, on the verse in the parsha of Balak, in the nevuas, in the prophecy of Bilam, the pasuk Dorach Keichov miYakev, a star will shoot out from Yaakov. So one Gemara Yerushalmi says that this star is referring to every single Yid. Another place in the Gemara Yerushalmi, and in many Mefarshim, it's brought down that this star is referring to Mashiach. And the explanation is, because in every single person, there is that part that he has that accomplishes Mashiach. Every single Yid has inside him the spark of Mashiach. With all the Yidin together, that is Mashiach at large. And as the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya in Igeres HaKedesh, that revealing in oneself the deeper nekuda, the deeper quintessential point of a Jew, his connection, his bond with Hashem, that is higher than any limitation, and higher than the das of a person, higher than the intellect of the human being, the connection to Hashem that transcends intellect, that escape and that connection is as if it was the escape of the Shechina from the Golos and from its captivity in Golos. It's the escape of the Neshama, of the Shechina that is higher than all limitations of the Golos, that is a gula forever and ever. And therefore, because the Yid has to do his Aveda and reveal his part, his Mashiach that's inside him, and redeem it, and that will bring to the coming of Mashiach and prepare for what's going to be when Mashiach is going to come. So we understand that if when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be this inyan, this idea of a Yid, miyom ad yom, so in order that we should merit that, to merit the revelation of the kingdom of Melech HaMashiach over the whole world, there has to be in the small redemption of every single Jew, in the Aveda, in the service of Hashem, revealing of the spark of Mashiach that's in every single one of us, there has to be this revealing of this spark of Mashiach that should be in control and governing all the parts of the person. And in the main parts of the person are the Yom Ad Yom, Uminor Adaf Seoretz, and that's why by Mashiach it will also be this way. What is Yom, Miyom Ad Yom, Uminor Adaf Seoretz? By the human being. The difference between Yam and Oretz, sea, and dry land is as follows. Yom, sea, shows on things that are hidden. All the creatures in the sea are hidden, covered by the waters of the sea. Eretz, dry land, shows on the revealed things. The same thing in a person. Yom, sea, shows on the soul powers that a person has inside himself, in his soul. Eretz, dry land, shows on the activities and the influence that a person has on the world outside of him. The revealed world. Now the Pasuk says about Yom, the Pasuk says that there's two Yoms, there's two seas, the Yerd Mi Yom Ad Yom, to rule over from one sea to the other sea. Now in two seas there has to be the controlling. What are these two seas in Aveda Sa'adam, in the service of a person to Hashem? Well, we can see this, a hint to this, in a pasuk that says in Zechariah about the nevuah of what's going to be when Mashiach is going to come. It says a pasuk that, It will be in that day. Yetzu mayim chayim Yerushalayim. Fresh living water will go out of Yerushalayim. Chetz yom ala yam hakadmoini. Half of it will pour to yam hakadmoini. Vechetz yom ala yom ha'achrein. And half of it will pour towards yom ha'achrein. What are these two seas? Yom hakadmoini and yom ha'achrein. Maybe they are the same two seas as what it says in our pasuk, v'yerd miyom ad yom. And one yom is yom hakadmoini, which means, kadmoini means the first one. And the second sea is the yom ha'acharein, the last one, the last sea. What is this in Avedus Adam, in the human being? So we said before that yam, the sea, goes on the soul powers that a person has inside him. We learn in Chassidus that every single neshama has 10 koiches, corresponding, 10 powers corresponding to the 10 spheres, the 10 godly spheres that Hashem has. In general, they are split into two groups, seichel and midas, intellect and emotions. The three koiches, the three highest soul powers that a human being has, are the keiches of Chabad, Chochma, Bina, and Das. Chochma, wisdom, Bina, understanding, and Das, knowledge. And then there are the seven attributes of Chesed, kindness, Gvura, severity, and so on and so forth, as they are explained in Kabbalah and Chassidus, until the last one, Malchus, which in service of Hashem, this corresponds to Maise, action, doing. In the human being, the higher capabilities, the higher powers that he has is his intellect. And the highest one is his chachma, his koyach ha-chachma, his wisdom. That is the highest and leading power that he has in his soul. And then the lowest one and the last one is his power of action. Simply doing, practical conduct. And this is the idea. In service of Hashem, the yerd mi yom ad yom means that a person has to control all of his soul powers from the highest soul power, which is his koyach ha-chochma, his wisdom, until the yom ha-achrein, the last sea, the lowest soul power that he has, which is his koyach ha-asiya, his capability to do. In other words, starting off, a person has to start off controlling his intellect. A person has to make sure that what he understands, what he learns, what he studies, what he perceives with his intellect is all penetrated with Kedusha, with holiness. It's all the way Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to fill our minds with the study of Torah, to fill our minds with the appreciation of the greatness of Hashem. And as Chassidus explains to us, a person's conduct is all dependent on his wisdom, on his intellect. A person is led by his brains, by his understanding, what he understands. That's what guides him in life. So all of his attributes, not just his actions, but his feelings too. His feelings, his feelings, his emotions, His what he craves, what he wants, what's driving him, his attributes, they are all controlled and governed by his seichel. And therefore, we have to make sure that one can make sure that the seichel, the intellect that's in the head, is permeated with Kedusha, and that will influence all the other keiches, all the other soul powers. However, on the other hand, that's not enough. One has to try and work on to control Yom HaAchrein, the last sea, which is the Koyach HaAsiya, the power of doing. It could be that a person very well and nice, that a person can understand something. A person can study something. He can even study it very well. But if he doesn't have the capability to bring it down, that it can, should what he understands should influence his actions, that what he appreciates in abstract should actually become practical until actually doing something because of it, It's enough to have, you can have a good feeling for good holy things. You can have good thought. You can even speak about it. But when it, till it comes down, till the koyach of maisa, of actually doing. Like the Mishnah says, ha-maisa hu ho-iker. The maisa, the deed, is the main thing. And this is what we're stressing. That the aveda of a person has to be, the work of a person has to be, miyom ad yom, from his intellect all the way down till action. It's not enough. It's his aveda won't be perfect, won't be complete if he isn't in control of from one extreme to the other extreme, from his intellect until his actions. This is the explanation of miyom ad yom in the preparation of a yid for the coming of Mashiach, where Mashiach will be in control, miyom ad yom. However, this is all in the person himself. As we said, yom, see, is hidden. It's about the soul powers that is inside him. However, we haven't hit oretz, the outside world that's outside, the external part of the person. Even though we mentioned before about the koyach hamaisa, the koyach of doing, the actual action which a person does things with things that are outside of himself. However, this is still a continuation of the person's essence, of himself. It's not that he wants to go outside of himself and do something that is in a world that's outside of him. Rather, this is a part of his working with himself. Is the completion of when a person has controlled himself and taken over himself with Kedusha, is when it doesn't just stay in his head and in his heart, but it comes down into action. However, it's still a test and a proof to where he is holding in himself. We're not going out of oneself totally and trying to influence the world outside of him. And this is what the pasuk comes and says, that it's not enough to be in control miyom ad yom, but there has to be the control minohar adafsei oretz, from the river that goes out to the edges of the land. What does this mean? The river is alluding to the nohar hayetzei me'eden. We are told in the beginning of creation, when Hashem created the world, He made Adam, the first man. And Hashem put Adam in Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. And over there, as the Pasuk says, the Nohor was Yetzei Me Eden. This river was going out, flowing out of Eden, of Eden. Lahashkes Esagon, to water the garden. In this garden, this is the place where Hashem put Adam Rishon, and Hashem gave him a mission. As the Pasuk says, Vayanichehu beGan Eden, Laovdo Lashomra. Hashem put Adam in Gan Eden to work it and guard it. In general, this is showing on the creation of the entire world. The Hashem calls Gani, my garden. The world is the garden of Hashem. As it says in the Pasuk, Bosi Legani Achesi Kala. Come to my garden, my sister, my bride. Referring to Hashem's call. That this world is Hashem's garden. And Hashem put mankind in this world to work on the garden, to guard it. A person has to work in refining and elevating the world until he reveals in the entire world that it's truly Hashem's garden. And this is the message that the Pasuk tells us, Uminor ad afsei oretz. That it's a person is not allowed to lock himself up in the four cubits of himself, and to think only about himself, and not to think about the world around him, saying, I have saved myself. It's enough that I take care of myself. I am in a place, I'm in Eden. I'm in a place of pleasure, a place of godly revelation. Why do I have to care about the world outside and around me? Says the Pasuk, no. A person has to go out and take the Nor, the river, and water the garden. To elevate, refine, and work on the world empowered by the Nohar, the river that is coming out of Eden, but to fill the world with the knowledge of Hashem until it reaches Ad Afsei Oretz, until the edge of the world, the edge of the land, the entire world. And this is why the Pasuk uses Miyom Ad Yom Uminor Ad Afsei Oretz. True, Mashiach will govern and rule over the entire world. But the Pasuk is telling us, how do we prepare for this time? We have to prepare for this time through governing over our own Yom Ad Yom, from our wisdom, from our intellect, all the way down until our actions. And then Uminor Ad Afsei Oretz, to go out of oneself, out into the world, influence and elevate the world, and this will truly bring about the V'yerd Miyom Ad Yom of Mashiach himself, where he will actually govern over the entire world in a revealed way. Besides for Mashiach being a great giant personality in himself, he will go out of himself and he will go down to fix the world, that the entire world, all the nations in the world, will serve Hashem together, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki oz er peichel amim. Now Mashiach will influence all the nations of the world, Likrei kulam b'shem Hashem, that they will all call in the name of Hashem. And may we merit that this should be speedily in our days, with a complete and final redemption. Amen.